Pas de Trois, A Slings and Arrows Triple Drabble, written and read by Malinpoodle. She doesn't do it on purpose. Jeffrey's sure. Almost sure. Ellen's not vindictive. There's no deliberate meanness in her. It's just accidental cruelty. Hell, he thinks, her distractibility alone accounts for half of it. He's bent half over his desk, again, where she's left him, again. His hard cock trapped down his pant leg, his balls aching. Moments ago she was warm and wanting, spread out beneath him on his desk with her legs wrapped around him. A stray thought later, a quick shift of mood, a flurry of words and flying hair and swirling fabric, and he's alone. Again. She's back just hours later, loose-limbed and heavy-lidded, scenting the air in his office with the beer on her breath. "I missed you," she says. "I want you. Let's fuck." And she's unwinding the scarf from her neck with slow, drunken grace as he crosses the room to close the door. He's never been able to resist her, least of all when she's naked and eager, wrapping her scarf around his neck to pull him in close. But Oliver, across the room, miming advice with exaggerated gestures, is too much to be borne. "Get out!" Jeffrey screams. And she does. It's fitting, he supposes, that they're playing this scene on stage. "I can't handle your unpredictability any more," she yells. "My unpredictability?" He's half wild, stalking around the stage, going nowhere. "You were always unstable," Oliver chimes in. "The price of your so-called genius, I suppose?" "Fuck you," Jeffrey snarls over his shoulder. "See what I mean?" Her voice is shrill, despairing. "I only wish you could," Oliver whispers, and for an instant Jeffrey feels soft breath in his ear. "It's all I ever wanted." "You're all I ever wanted!" Jeffrey's cry slides off Ellen's back as she exits. Stage left. The end. This has been a reading of Pas de Trois, A Slings and Arrows Triple Drabble, written and read by Malinpoodle.